blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be the name of my
shield. Welcome everyone to another edition of Flashpoint.
Blessed be the Lamb who will open
this country
scroll.
Is going to happen very, very quickly. As I'm sitting here, I got this alert from a national level a prayer, a group leader. She reports that there is gunfire at Six Flags, Illinois, heavy police presence, additional alerts as warranted. Shots fired in West Roads Mall, Omaha, Nebraska. So are these false flag attacks? And before that, this leader, and usually it's casual, you know, spiritual messages, but this time it's alerts. Here's what this person said before today. Just heard from an insider that there is a Democrat/elite plan to arrest Trump in the works. They hope it will cause civil war so that they can bring in NATO and UN troops to take control. Nancy Pelosi has already signed the request, it reads, for the troops, and they are in position. She's asking for prayers concerning this. And then, I just now on Steve, Hal Turner, he writes that the Libertarian Party has a message for all Americans: go buy ammo now. No reason. I don't know if it's the execution of the search warrant or Mar-a-Lago, if they can see how this country is headed. But when I say that I think this fall, September, I think it's going to get very dark, very, very, very dark, very stressful. Please buy. I'm not a gun owner. I don't, you know, if I'm asking angels to stand by our property, guard whatever we have, when they come to my door, if they come to my door, going to fall on my face and pray, Father, this is it. Either I perish or you make me invisible. Either way, you know, I'm good. I accept your decision. So have in mind what you're going to do. We are fasting every Tuesday. If you would like to join us, please contact me, BonnieLynnHarvey@gmail. And we'll get into the rest of what this is. But those are two announcements that went out as I'm sitting here. The plot is thickening. Please get ready. Please don't trust. Okay, now we're going to go to the green agenda for a minute. The green agenda is something, it is just a way to control you. It is a way to get in. We're going to all have electric cars. We're going to run on nothing. Well, they don't run on nothing. It's just a way to get into your house, to say your stove is not green approved, your water heater is not green approved. We're going to condemn your house. You have to go live in the pack and stacks that we have ordained, maybe not even in your state. Maybe you have to go to San Fran or LA or some of the other megalithic cities that they have established for all of the humans that, well, they're not, they don't even consider us humans, for all the people, whatever they are, us. I'm going to put a link here to mining lithium cobalt in Africa. Of course, lithium is for electric cars. Cobalt, I don't know, not in this, but you can see the children's hands are, they're beginning to lose melanin in their skin. This is in Nigeria. This is the high cost of free energy. Lithium mining in Nevada. There is a plot there of virgin prairie. They want to establish, I think, 30 miles square. They want to pull out of there 60,000 tons of lithium for everybody's electric cars. In order to obtain this much lithium, they must displace 20 to 30 million tons of earth. 20 to 30 million tons of earth. And in order to extract the lithium from the ore, they must use a very corrosive, toxic sulfuric acid, which this process of moving all the millions of tons, crushing the ore, leaching it out, and acidifying the earth leaves the earth scarred, contaminated, unusable, unvisitable. It is right now virgin prairie. You can go out there and study the stars. The CDC swivels on a dime. I don't know what they're doing, but it is not good. They have now dropped everything. The spike protein does not evaporate in your body like we told you. Yeah, we lied. Masking, social distancing, no church, don't no school. All that, you know, we just pull that out of our hats, says Birx in her book. CDC removed its page saying that the mRNA just evaporates out of your body very rapidly, and the spike proteins do too. It doesn't. They have done autopsies for months afterwards. As far out as they have done these studies, the spike protein and the mRNA is still there. All the families that were torn apart, all the churches that were destroyed, all the police that showed up in church parking lots. Oh, despicable, despicable. I tell you, we were tested, country, and we failed. California kids 12 and older can decide whether or not they want to change their genetic structure on their own. Parents, no input is welcome from you. Now they want to do more and more of pharmaceuticals using the mRNA technology. They're talking about the MMR vaccines on the childhood schedules. They're talking about cancer medication. They're talking about flu shots. So what they want to do that's nothing to do with your health. They don't care that thousands have died and millions have been maimed. They don't care. They don't care that there has been a 40% increase in all deaths between 18 years old and 49 years old. The prime workforce. Yeah, the insurance companies are telling us that, not the government. They don't care. They want to upload an electronic operating system into your body, our bodies, that interfaces with 5G and AI. They want to destroy your soul. The soul of man is the booty in this war between God and Satan. And Satan is out to collect as many souls as he possibly can. Collect, destroy, before a person is saved. Now, let's go to Pinchas in the story of Zimri and Cosby and see to what extent we should guard our temple. God told Moses that Aaron and his sons were to approach the sanctuary. Anyone who approaches the sanctuary must be put to death. That's Numbers 3. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, was appointed to be responsible for the care of the sanctuary. His son Phinehas was the one who killed Zimri and Cosby. It was his duty to guard the temple. It is our duty to guard our temples. Don't you know? You yourselves are God's temple, and that God's spirit lives in you? 1 Corinthians 3. Yeah, we should guard our temples with the same eagerness, vigor, viciousness that Pinchas guarded God's temple. Remember, these shots destroy the 1p36 gene from your brain. This is in your frontal lobe. It's the seat of the soul, says attorney Todd Callender. And that was the number one listed adverse event on Pfizer's own paperwork. It destroys your soul. If your frontal lobe is destroyed, your morality, your ability to reason, to weigh, to decide, to reason is gone. You're just like, your cat. We are appointed guardians of our temple in which resides our souls. I'm going to leave a link to a video of a huge clot being pulled out of a beating heart on the surgical table. Hideous. Please don't do this to your temple. They have backed off the shots now, but they're going to come back in the fall with a viciousness. They want to have boosters every 3 months in some cases, annual shots in some cases. Germany, it is every 3 months, every 9 months. They will come to your door. It will be forced. Be ready to say, just as Esther said, if I perish, I perish. I'm not going to let them destroy my soul. If they hold me down and shoot me with this stuff, I guess, you know, there's nothing I could do. But before Yehovah, I am clean. I have not volunteered for this stuff. Please don't do it. Now we get into the government dictating to private companies what they should do on this. And this, of course, is CDC, the government, is a Department of Human Health, CDC, FDA, NIH, all supported by taxpayers. And it is the White House telling private companies like Google, Twitter, the whole, all of it, all the social media companies, are all private companies. This is fascism. This is a combination of government and independent and private corporation. That is fascism. We have the model. This is the model for fascism here. Jen Psaki admitting that the White House was telling these companies what was dangerous to public health, even to the point of making the CDC making slideshows. I'll leave all these links. Requesting Google to modify its searches. If you want to get more information, go to yandex.com, yandex.com, or you can upload, if your computer allows it, you can upload the search engine or Brave platform. The WEF, World Economic Federation, is now proposing creating artificial intelligence run program that can do the work of global censorship. So this is allowing demons to get into our online activities, and the demons will tell us what we can see and what we can't see. This is Elon Musk himself who said when you're using AI, you must realize that you are summoning demons. Those are his exact words. I'm going to put a link here to Carrie Mullis on the ridiculous use of the PCR test as a test. He said it's merely a technique to augment an unknown but very, very small sample of something you want to study. He got the Nobel Prize for this. He was very outspoken. He was very eager to get the microphone and denounce one of his major foes, who was Fauci. So anyway, Carrie Mullis, 3 months before any mention of COVID, Carrie Mullis was, it depends on how you interpret, but he died, but there could be other ways of saying that. Okay, now we're going to get to international relations, at which this country is behaving the fool, or behaving the clown, or behaving in a very belligerent manner, I think, or behaving in a pre-programmed manner that would allow the rest of the world to get so disgusted with this country that when we are defeated, when we are invaded, nobody comes to our help, our aid, and that is in Jeremiah 50:51. Nobody comes to help us because they are truly disgusted by our behavior, and they think, hey, we're better off without them. Another trip to Taiwan, unbelievably, four Democrats have gotten into another airplane and landed in Taiwan, where they were warmly received. We don't know why they're there. They don't know why they're there, except they're probably aligning themselves with a pre-programmed script to antagonize Russia, no, China. So when China invades this country and perhaps nuclearly bombs the bejeebers out of the West Coast and some other places that Henry Groover has seen, Henry Groover and also Ken Peters, everybody will say, well, it's high time you got rid of those troublemakers. On the Russian side, American-made and supplied guided rockets are hitting the largest nuclear plant in Europe, there in eastern Ukraine, that has been taken over by the Russians, and they have been safeguarding it now for 6 months. Now it is being shelled. The Ukraine said, no, no, no. The Russians, they themselves are attacking their own people, and they are attacking this nuclear plant. Of course, if the nuclear plant did have a major meltdown, who would be the victims? Well, that radioactive cloud would go over Russia. Yes, Russia would be the victim. They do not want this to happen. And word is that word is that a major, there's a massive military preparations going on in Russia, and that something huge is coming imminently. When I say that, September is going to start being very dark, I think it is. Why would people want Ukraine? Why would countries want Ukraine? Why would the globalists? Why would the Western globalists want Ukraine? Well, it just happens to be that 117 of the 120 most widely used metals can be found there. They have coal, oil, gas, metals, rare earth, titanium, zirconium, lithium, strontium, uranium, and gold. They have all of these, and besides that, they have excellent agricultural land, and a lot of this is found in eastern Ukraine, which is the Donbass, populated by Russians, voted on by these Russians to go back to Russia after the coup in 2014, but they have not been allowed to go. In fact, have been bombed ever since, and it is being released now that the leader in Ukraine are admitting that when they started the war in it, for sure was last December, and they really just wanted to decimate the place, thinking, if we can't have it, nobody can have it, and we'll just kill all the people, so there's nothing to take, and maybe we can have that. I don't know what they were thinking, but it certainly has been a brutally fought over for centuries. It does have excellent agricultural land. Perhaps that's the reason. I'm going to put up a link to a NATO army, NATO troops dancing, gay dancing in a parade in Sweden. And this is absolutely disgusting. I mean, these troops wouldn't scare anybody. This is what we're going to depend on to save us from China and Russia. I think there are no words. Watch the video. There just are no words. What about Mar-a-Lago? I think that Satan's kingdom is a very raucous place. And who is going to control the world? Even though, this one wants to control it for Satan and that one wants to control it for Satan. Satan's kingdom is not an organized, natural succession. And Satan will say, let's have peace. Everybody sit down and let's go through this logically. No, that people clamor, kill each other, declare war over who's going to best serve Satan. I'm sure that just makes the demonic kingdom just happy. They just sit there and laugh. Oh, I'm so fought over. So this might be another ploy in that direction Trump wanted to lead. The far right thinks that he is their messiah. And that's, maybe a lot of why they're doing this is to set him up and then abuse him, systematically abuse him. Do I think that Trump was a great president? Well, he certainly had a great mouth. He said all the right things. But, I mean, we still had an open border. We still had so many of the things that are wrong with this country, and they got him out with flagrant cheating, voting, and he just walked away. And then for January 6th, he, beckons to his people. He tells his people, come to D.C. I should be president. Come support me. All these people went And some of those people have rotted in prisons ever since. Dr. Gold has been in solitary. They have persecuted her even more, she writes, more than other prisoners, saying that she must be, quotes, quarantined in solitary. Just a torture of this poor lady. Trump hasn't raised one finger for any of these people. Well, now they're abusing him. They go and get Mar-a-Lago, but this is more of a testimony as to the degeneration of the American political and justice system. Irregularities with the warrant, delivered, a seal that was subsequently sealed upon the home of a previous president. Why not unseal it? What were you looking for? Using a pro-Democrat judge who previously was good for the Democrat Epstein, for papers they could have requested, if they wanted anything, unattended in the House. They were unattended, and they asked Trump to turn off his security cameras, his interior security cameras, so nobody could see what they were doing. When the Democrats have no borders, they have rigged voting, they have abuse of the legal system to persecute opponents, they give free money to whoever comes here illegally, and many of those people hate us, hate our culture. What is the cost of this, Democrats? Do you know where this is going? This is not going any place good, not for the country and not for you. And sure enough, the day after Mar-a-Lago was abused, what is trending on Twitter the next day? Civil war. Civil war. And maybe that's precisely where they want this to go. They want to promote civil war. So we shoot each other, use all our ammo. They shut down the ammo sales. And then that's effectively disarmed this country. And then the 87,000 new IRS agents can walk in and shoot whoever has a gun here and there. Insider information here, just heard, I guess I read this at the push. Okay, here's a link to what is going on in the schools and the pushing of absolute perversion upon little children. 87,000 new IRS agents. This is an army. They must be willing to work 50-hour week, odd hours, be fit. They must be able to be armed. They must be able to defend themselves. They had to water that down. There was such an uproar when they first said they must be willing to use deadly force against armed American citizens. The IRS has bought 50 million rounds of ammo this year, and there's a 2021 video in this link of IRS police shooters with police written on their shirts shooting at targets that look like ordinary citizens. One last thing here, the Rosetta Effect study done in 1964 of a small town in Pennsylvania of Italian immigrants to Rosetta, Pennsylvania. The doctor of the town realized that under the age of 47, nobody had a heart attack. Hardly any heart disease in men under the age of 55. At over 65, the heart disease was only half the national average, and the overall death rates 35% lower than any place else. They said, oh, we should study these people. Well, it must be, I know, the Mediterranean diet, they thought. They must eat fish, olive oil, fresh vegetables. No, these people were poor. They ate lard. Lard was their fry food. They ate meatballs and sausages. They said, well, they must have a phenomenal leisure activity. No, in their off hours, they smoked cigars and drank lots of wine. So here they had extremely low to no heart disease, ate red meat, deep fried in lard, smoked, drank heavily, and worked in toxic slate mines. Well, what was their magic? While living in the town to conduct the study, however, the research observed several major differences as to how the Rosettans related to each other in their community. They were remarkably close-knit. They were supportive, cohesive, strong family. They were not marginalized regardless of age. Everyone was respected. They lived in brotherhood. This brought to my mind Psalm 31:33. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there Jehovah bestows his blessing, even life evermore. Please, whatever you have to do, get into a community, get into a fellowship, get to where you're going to be when all of this happens. You're going to need that visibility, that fellowship, that understanding, that close-knitness. You're going to need it. Please do that, even if you have to move. Please ask Father about this. That concludes this portion of the season. Will be up.
They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun. Blessed be the name of my rock, who trains my hands for war, who causes me to walk in his overcoming power forevermore. Blessed be the name of my rock, blessed be
hey,
the name of my
shield.
Blessed be the Lamb who will open the scroll.
I introduce Stephen. I want to say this. This radio station has had a great uptick in viewership, listenership, readership, and they are now approaching 40,000 hits a day. And that takes a lot of bandwidth due to read all, to listen to all. Would you please donate to the station? You can go on the face page, and you can there's an easy donate button. Just use your credit card, use PayPal. Please, even $3, $5, you know, dollars every time you listen, or you know, once a month, it would be so appreciated. Thank you so much. And here we do. We have Stephen. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Thank you, Bonnie. And I second what you say there to the listeners there. They can't do it without you.
That's right. I mean, the bandwidth is so expensive. And this is one of the few places where you get the straight stuff. We don't alter or censor anything. And you know, I don't know how long that's going to be. I really don't. I hold my breath. If we have it for another 2 months, good. If we have it for another 4 months, good. I don't think we're going to have it beyond that. So please support the station. Such big things are happening. All righty. Mar-a-Lago, Stephen, you have some information on that.
Absolutely, I do, Bonnie. Mar-a-Lago, where President Trump's house was raided by the FBI. And, of course, now, granted, it wasn't like a surprise raid, maybe a surprise for how evil the system can be.
Yeah.
But the, you know, Trump's attorneys were aware this was about to take place. And because of where I am right now, I'm not at home right now. Won't go into much about where I'm at, but I was able to see firsthand Trump's son in some of the text messages that he was sharing with a friend of mine about the situation that's happening there in Mar-a-Lago. And so that was kind of interesting to get to see that. And it kind of let me know, Bonnie, because, you know, sometimes I'll even sit there and think to myself, wow, you know, you realize that world leaders are controlled by different levels of individuals that are going on. But even though and these levels go all the way up to what we call level 10. You have level 3, which is the level of a president or world leader, such as President Putin, President Trump, President Xi of China, things like that. You get into levels 4 and 5, where you're dealing with people like Soros and Kissinger that are telling these world leaders what to do. Then you go up to levels 6 and 7. You get into the Rothschild families and basically those that control the money and the corporate structures of the world. And then above that, you get into some pretty demonic entities that control them.
Yeah, so, alien types.
Yeah, yeah.
Demons, actual demons.
Angels. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
so you're dealing
angels.
Right. We're dealing with that types of entities now. But because of the control, generally speaking, let's say, for example, Henry Kissinger, he controls a lot. In fact, I just seen where he was saying that Ukraine is going to lead the world into a World War III type scenario. But yet Kissinger controls what goes on in Russia, sure. What goes on in China, what goes on in America. And it doesn't matter which president's at the helm.
No.
But the same token, I found out for myself with my very own eyes that when it comes to the left versus the right, it is a struggle of power on that level alone. So regardless, let's say whether or not they're being controlled from higher up groups there, they're in a battle for who controls that position. And I got to see that firsthand when I watched President Trump's son texting a friend of mine and talking about how that the left has come hard against his father. And he'd even shared with him, he says, you know, Dad really needs to talk to you. Talking about President Trump, wants to talk to a good friend of mine and, you know, about what's going on. And that, you know, he goes into the next night, they were again communicating, and he was talking about how much Melania is suffering as a result of this raid that was done on their home in Mar-a-Lago. And of course, her disgruntledness is against the America, period. Not so much the people, but she's very, very upset with the fact that so much evil can come out of the political circles against one another, and that the people are not fighting for the common interest of the country. And of course, we do know that this whole scenario has been instigated by the Clinton family and, of course, the Biden administration. And I can tell you why this is happening. I think, Bonnie, we've even shared this, this type of thing would come, not specifically that they would raid his home, but that they do not want Trump running for office. They would do, and that when I say they, that's the Biden administration, would do everything, including if it meant going to civil war, to keep him from running as president again, and that they were going to use the January 6th events try to stop him from getting back in power. They wanted to try to find something to prove that. Now, thus far, from the information that I'm aware of, there has been no evidence found that president would be considered guilty of. It's kind of been a dead-end street for them thus far. Even when they're putting in the unsealed record of what they took out, and you see things like top secret and things like that, these are all documents that the president himself, before leaving office, had declassified as being top secret so that he could take it. And I was also told by a man who's been advisors to presidents since Reagan that every president that we have ever had in office, including Bill Clinton, have always, when they would leave office, would take sensitive materials like that with them for whatever reason it may be. And, of course, Hillary even has taken classified documents and things of that nature there. So, but yet never has there been a situation where the FBI gets involved to raid a former president's home as a result of that and try to accuse them of espionage in this case here. So, you know, love him or hate him as far as President Trump, the one thing I can say is that it is very obvious that the situation has been done intentionally, even as if we go back, you know, because, I mean, I have personal issues with President Trump. I mean, I will say this, I've always believed that he means well for this country. And even from the things that I have seen in texts that I have looked at there, I can tell that he truly does care about this country, regardless of who may control him from above. Once he's in power, or if he were to get back in power, and I still believe that there's a very real possibility, and I'll mention about what my thoughts are on that as well. But the thing is, he does love this country. I do know for a fact that Melania does not want him to run for president again. She's not wanting him to do the second term. And so she is really trying to push that he will not do it. And at the same time, from what I understand, too, President Trump himself really doesn't want to run, but he feels that the only person that will stand up to the different things that are happening in the world is himself. And this is the reason why he is willing to run. Now, on the personal opinion from the things that I'm watching and observing here, my greatest fear is that if President Trump, and quite frankly, it would not matter if it was President Trump or President Biden, either one, but if he goes back into office, I am very concerned that the evangelical wing, who is really pushing for dominance of a one-world religion, would end in that being his voter base, that part of this scenario, they would end up steering him into a direction that would take the world into not just a new world order, but a one world religion. And with that, Bonnie, and I'll pause for a moment for you to chime in here, but I think the next thing is we're going to look at that new world order from Russia's perspective as well.
As far as Trump goes, you have said in the past that Satan, who is the prince of this planet, has told his minions here, who are in Israel, has told them that he needs a World War III in order to prepare the world for his arrival. Is that not so, Stephen? This seems to be tailor-made to fit that agenda.
Well, that's exactly right, Bonnie. You know,
the whole thing.
Everything is really, the stage is still being set. And that's what so bothers me at the very core. It doesn't seem to matter which way you go, who gets in power. Everything, the stage will still be set, and Satan will still, he'll still walk right in on the scene, totally unabated, unhindered, completely.
Yeah.
And that's a very problematic situation.
This, Trump, I don't know his heart. I think he was, you know, for his big mouth, I think he was remarkably ineffective as a president. But, you know, people have their own ideas, own opinions, and that's great. Well, you know, it should be a free and open forum. Everybody raises their hands and says their two cents. But I can see that the expediency of raising up a false messiah to the far right, who is not want to riot and engage in civil war. They're very mannerly, probably, as opposed to the left, who could find, you know, a fight just going to the mailbox in the morning. But to establish a messiah and then abuse him almost unmercifully and antagonize the far right to the extent they would be willing to engage in a civil war.
Yes. And
disarm.
Yeah, and that's the whole part about that. When it comes to this situation here, they're wanting that civil war to begin with, and therefore it would all play in perfectly. So they need Trump to run or to do whatever they're going to do. And quite frankly, I feel like in my own mind, they want him in power. There are those in behind the scenes that need him in power, because Trump's weakness is the fact of almost to the point of narcissism, mm-hmm. to be in power and to be somebody. And if they would love to make him, as already many rabbis have said, he is like the Josephic Mashiach, because in Judaism, they believe in two messiahs, a Josephic and a Davidic. One brings about war against Iran. The other one brings about the peace that ushers in the millennial reign, so to speak. And Trump, many rabbis have suggested that he would be that Josephic Messiah that would raise war against Iran. So you know, and he's just the kind of guy that would accept that notoriety given to him. So these are the dangers. And not to mention, I've been told he's met with the extraterrestrials and is in favor of them.
Yeah.
Imagine meeting the fallen angels and you think these are the good guys. Wow. What a mess. So that's why I say
it's a mess.
Love him or hate him is really not really the point in this matter here. I figured we could share a little bit of what is really going on behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the other side. And this is where it comes in with President Putin.
Yeah.
Very awkward situation there. Putin, Jonathan Kahn wanted to meet with President Putin. And I know of an individual that could facilitate that meeting with him. And there were steps being taken to arrange that. And what it was Putin had come out publicly and stated that that the problem that happened with Hitler was that Hitler was he had a Jewish cabinet that was bent on the destruction of the Jewish people. He was very troubled by this, and he's also warned the United States that the reason your country is being destroyed is that you're allowing these Jewish bankers and corporate leaders to destroy your country. Now, when we say this, I'm not speaking against the Jewish people, but we're talking about these elitists that are controlling the world.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, they're controlling and abusing Israelis.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. To an unprecedented level. And it's always been that way through history. If you read the book Holocaust Victims Accused, this is a book written by multiple rabbis that came out during the Holocaust and showed exactly where the problems were coming in from the World Jewish Congress, from the Zionist groups, and how that they were allowing their own people to be put to death just to be able to say that we have become victims and therefore we deserve a right to the land of Israel. That was part of that book expresses. But now, in this case here, I'm sitting there listening to this about Putin and that he's against the New World Order and he's against the Jewish bankers that are trying to bring about this New World Order. And I said in the meeting, but yet at the same time, Chabad, which is one of the worst organizations for political control, is really got their hand in his back pocket. And so the issue came up is, you know, perhaps he's assuming this is the good group and it's really just the bankers that are the bad side. And I said, that may be the case. But here's what got interesting. Jonathan Kahn agreed to sit down and talk with President Putin and let him know that he did know, as a rabbi, for a fact that indeed Hitler used a cabinet filled with Jewish leaders that put Jews to death. Then came the time of the meeting. And when the time came of the meeting, Jonathan Kahn backed out and refused to meet with President Putin and to admit that to him publicly.
Wow.
No one knows for sure why,
yeah,
but that actually happened. And it was really kind of sad because, you know, here for the first time, you know, a man of his stature was going to, you know, openly admit that, yes, that was true and that he knew about this. And no one seems to know why he backed out.
Well, probably pressure from his compatriots, his fellow rabbinic leaders.
I would imagine that would be the case, even though that he is a believer in the Messiah. The same token, it's still he would represent Judaism as a whole. And the last thing they wanted is to that to get out that, you know, and I've seen myself where Putin has stated this publicly on Russian television that that it was, and in fact, all the cabinet members there that nobody was paying attention to. And of course, I guess we could say the same thing about our own nation and the things that go on here and the wars that are committed around the world, you know, who calls the shots and
right.
why we go to war in these places.
That's right. If you look at the cabinet, I mean, it's you know, 98%. But the thing with Russia, you know, is they want to distance themselves from the synagogue of Satan. And yet it was a Marxist rebellion that took them from the czars in 1917, and they have been ruled by a satanic czarist synagogue of Satan principles.
Yes.
Until 1989, and you know, then I think they just went more covert. I don't think there's anything about them that, I mean, here is Putin. He's still, you know, knocking off and making life tough for his chief rival.
Right, and that is true. The whole thing is what happened in that country was. They were overtaken by, Lenin was Jewish, and the whole overtaking of the country was to destroy Christianity, or
Absolutely.
At least the Eastern Orthodox Church.
It was,
and to usher in. Well, in this case, they chose atheism, even though it was not an atheistic "quote unquote" movement. But that's what they wanted to put the people under. And that's really what the New World Order wants to do, Bonnie.
Absolutely.
They want to put the whole world under that.
Own nothing. You work for the common good. You're just, you know, visitors and renters in the land. You don't own a thing. You have no rights. You know, we'll tell you where to go, how to stand, what to say. There's no freedom of speech, no freedom of religion. I mean, that is straight out of... Karl Marx, the sins of Balaam that are being now implemented upon our country.
That's exactly right.
Including, Russia had to get rid of the debauchery of the young people because it was just wreaking havoc in the country that women were having babies and just, you know, abandoning them. They had no new generation. So they said, wait a minute, wait, we have to kind of, we can't let this get out of hand. We'll have no generation upcoming. So anyway, now how can Putin say we're a Christian country and their warriors are staring at Prince of Mary and baby Jesus?
Yes.
I mean, before they go into war, and they're just staring at them, almost worshiping this image there and getting something from it. And now they say they're a Christian nation. I think if anyone is going to trust Russia, they are on very slippery ground. The only safe ground anymore is just, you know, with the remnant, in fellowship with the remnant. That's it.
You're right, Bonnie, because this is what's going to come down to it. We're coming down to a world that is going. The one side is going to go right into their debacle of global governance with their Antichrist figure.
Yes.
And
yes.
The saints are going to have to just, you know, bind closer together. And it's also going to be a time that, as Yeshua said, that, you know, you're going to see, look at what he said when he said there'd be wars, rumors of wars, pestilence. You know, earthquakes in diverse places. Those are just the beginning of sorrows.
Yeah.
Then he talks about how you'll turn on one another.
Yes.
And that's where we're going to come down to this. And that turning on one another is going to be when they come out with their one world religion.
Yeah.
And they're going to start saying, you know, well, you are now anti-Semitic. They're literally wanting to either rewrite the New Testament, and in some cases, there has been books written that they want to completely ban it for anti-Semitic speech by Jesus. So think about it. This is where we are.
The whole Bible, I think, will be banned. It's either hate speech or anti-Semitic.
Oh, wow. So this is where we're going.
Yes. Well, you know, the head, this used to be on the internet. It has been cleansed, but I did, I've had the Bible studies for 20 years. I used to collect this material. I remember I have old PowerPoint programs where the head astronomer said aliens will land. The Antichrist will land. When they do land, they're going to bring with them a new scripture. And this will necessitate,
yes,
this will force every Christian to rearrange their own conclusions about scripture in light of this new evidence. So yeah, it's going to be Yeshua never died on the cross, never died for us. He was just a good man, a prophet. And yep. The truth is now in the hands of these, I don't know what he's going to look like. Is he going to have cloven feet? I don't know. What do you call these things? Are they going to look like humans? I don't know. But they land. They're aliens, and they land, yes, whatever they are.
That's exactly right. And though, and Bonnie, what you have said are things that I've heard in some of the meetings I've been in there, that exact same thing. They will come to say,
yep,
that Jesus didn't die. They took him off in a spaceship. They will say that they sent him. All the above.
Yeah.
Everything you just mentioned is, yep, what's coming.
That's coming. Folks, we're at the end of this, Stephen, my brother. I'm so sorry.
I see that already myself, yes.
But get into a fellowship. If you don't have one, please get into one, everybody. This is coming. You will be sorely tested. Sorely, sorely, sorely. Be blessed, and we'll see you in a week. Thank you so much, Stephen, for being with us. Blessings, brother. Thank you, everyone out there, for listening to the station, for supporting the station, and have a Shabbat.
Like some steeds, they will run. They will leap the mountain like a flame of fire, like a chariot in the sun.